What I do make of this announcement by His Excellency, the President of Uganda, regarding testing positive for COVID-19 or having one test positive and one test negative, as was reported in the news, is that COVID-19 is still with us in Uganda. Maybe it's much less than it used to be, but as a medical practitioner, anecdotally, we've been hearing of clinical reports of people with signs similar to COVID-19, and I've had also reports from laboratories in and around Kampala that have started seeing an increased positivity rate for COVID-19. So this news that the president announced about his own health is not surprising given what we are seeing in Kampala, Uganda, as regards COVID-19 infection.
If the president's declaration is true, what should the people of Uganda know about COVID-19?
Thank you very much for that question. Regarding the test that the president reported, where one test was positive and one was negative in his test, I think his doctors will recommend further what he needs to do next. But regarding the laboratory tests that are coming up in Uganda, as I've reported to you that we've had that from various laboratories around you, at least some laboratories in Uganda have started seeing increased positivity of COVID-19 tests in the population. This means that Ugandans should be alert to the new infections that are being seen of COVID-19. And in that case, definitely, even though the WHO has announced an end to the big pandemic, it has not announced an end to any cases of COVID-19. And therefore, we would ask people to be again alert to any symptoms and signs that are suggestive of COVID-19 and seek medical care as soon as they feel symptoms that are similar to COVID-19. Second of all, we encourage people again to sanitize, wash their hands, wear masks when they're in crowds, and seek care as soon as they feel that they need it. And furthermore, they should make sure that they are vaccinated against COVID-19, because the vaccinations are available and have been found to be very effective. Furthermore, they should also make sure that those people who haven't got a booster dose do get a booster dose as guided by their doctors and by the guidelines that in the area. So that is what I advise Ugandans to do at this time, and ask them to seek for medical care and help where they can get it, from hospitals, from clinics and places like that.